Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Past Quantino, I want it. Now it's time for Past Quantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Mmm, beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
The damn Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our then FL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Well, Vinny, the mess of the 2024 season for the Jets is officially in the rearview mirror. Now there's hope. There you can look to the future again.
Yeah, that's right. And I am, as I always do. I'm ever the positive person, whatever the word.
Like, it's eternal not, optimist.
Optimist.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm forever the optimist when it comes to the New York Jets, and I'm very excited about the future of what's going to happen in Florham Park, New Jersey.
Who do you want? Who's your head coaching candidate of choice?
It doesn't matter who I want because I don't really know because I don't know. Probably Vrabel.
I mean, that's a stabilizing force. You got to like that.
Probably Vrabel. Maybe Brian Flores. Like, I just want somebody who's going to – I just don't want to see a bunch of penalties. If you're going to lose, lose. Just get beat. Don't beat yourselves. That's all I want.
Play clean football. That's what it sounds like you're going for.
Clean football. That's all I ask. Clean football, and I'll be happy.
Before we get to the rest of the matchups, I do want to ask you, you had sent out a tweet yesterday, Michael Lorenzen, back with the Royals. He was the fantasy football team champion?
The guillotine fantasy champion, which is the league that ended up being the most cared about, at least in my opinion, because my team was better in it. Kyle Wright was the winner of the big league, so congratulations to him. Two pitchers, which sucks for everybody.
Mm-hmm. They got more time, dude.
Yeah, it just sucks. But I texted Lorenzen yesterday in the group, and I just said you couldn't get. It was his first year playing, which is the worst part. So he had to come back really to defend his crown, and we're excited to have him back.
Do you guys have a trophy?
No trophy because the amount of money that he wants. One will be more than enough than a trophy. He'll take the money instead of a trophy.
I kind of want to ask how much money, but the way you said that,
that's an off-air thing. I don't think that's an on-air dollar.
Curious,
I don't think it's an on-air dollar, Matt. Let's put it this way, Cody. You and I probably can't get in the league for financial reasons, and just Vinny's never going to have us in the league. It's a baseball player thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really not that much. Like, it's not like life changing, but it's good money. It's solid money.
If you guys ever have, like, it's 24 hours before the draft and you got nobody else on the team will do it, can I be in then?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like that's not going
to
be the case.
There are ways to work around that as in like getting the staff involved or anything like that. But yeah, I'll put you on the short list.
Okay. Yeah. I can be behind members of the organization or something. That's fine.
Yeah. There you go.
Last question I want to ask you before we get to football. Yesterday, I saw some news that Brent Rooker got a new contract from the A's. I thought you guys were boys. Were you happy for Brent?
Very happy. We work out together. Well, kind of. He lives in Memphis now, but we hit at the same place. We have the same agent. So big day for the agency. There's been a lot of positive talk in the agency this morning. There's probably 15 of us here this morning. Our agent got a round of applause when he showed up this morning after a late night, I guess, on the phone. Happy for Rooker. It's good for the A's. You know, they're investing in players, which is really cool. And I know he's pumped about it. So he's on the West Coast right now. He's actually out in Sacramento. So I don't think he's woken up yet, but I'm sure his phone is blowing up as we speak. Really happy for him.
What do you think that's going to be like for you? At some point next year, you guys will play out in Sacramento. And then I guess the Rays are playing at a minor league or a spring training facility because of, unfortunately, Tropicana. So what's that like for a big league player? You guys are playing in technically, what, two minor league parks next year, basically?
We actually finish out on the West Coast next year. I think we finish with Sacramento, then Anaheim, or it's Anaheim and Sacramento.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, hopefully we're clinched by then, but you know, we might clinch in Sacramento, which would be interesting, just locker room wise. I've never been there, but
can't be normal.
Probably not normal. But yeah, I don't know. The Steinbrenner Field down in Florida is, it's really nice. Like, I've played there before. I played there in high school, I believe. Haven't been there since. I don't know if they've done any renovations or anything, but that stadium's pretty nice. I mean, that's as close to like a big league park as you can get from a spring training stadium. So that'll be fine. We joke, Brandon Lau is here as well. He's making like 10 this year, something like that. And the Yankees are on the payroll for like 15 million. So we always get the joke with him that he's the second highest paid player on the Rays behind the Yankees.
Now that Brent Rooker got his deal, now you can tell your agent to get to work, you know, say, hey, you know, there's other people who need contracts eventually, you know?
He's a busy man. He's a busy man. So arbitration's about to happen. There's a bunch of guys, you know, he's got to lock in. I'm glad he got that deal done for Rooker. Now he's got to lock in with arbitration.
We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. We already got your thought on the Jets, maybe Vrabel or somebody like that you would like to see as the next head coach of the Jets. What job, honestly, do you think is the best of the group that's open right now? Saints, Jets, Bears, Jags, Patriots. What's the best situation you think to walk into?
Probably whoever's got the quarterback. So Patriots, Jaguars, Bears. You might have Aaron Rodgers in New York, Hall of Fame quarterback. I don't know. I think the Saints is probably the worst job. That's probably the easiest one to answer. They have like, what, $100 million in negative cap.
Stuck with Derek Carr, yeah.
That feels like it's got first-time head coach written all over it. Probably the Patriots. Seems like they've got pretty stable ownership. I say that, and they fired Gerard Mayo after 1 year.
Yeah.
Which I personally don't love, but, you know, I don't really know who's the best job. I think there's only 32 head coaching jobs in the NFL. All of them are pretty good.
I mean, it's not that bad. It's not bad. No job's bad, certainly, but I don't know, man. Like, the more I look around, it's like you got to at least feel like you either have a quarterback or have a chance at a quarterback. I guess that's the question I'd have about the Jets, Vinny, is are they going to go the veteran route like some of these other teams have had success, like Baker or Sam Darnold? Or do they try to, like, find magic in a quarterback in the middle of the first round in what is not a particularly good first, you know, a quarterback draft?
I don't know. It's so tricky because it can happen from any spot in the draft, right? Like, I mean, you look at Purdy. He's been pretty good. I think development's huge, like knowing what you're looking for. How's it going to match your scheme? How's the communication going to be? How's the personalities going to match? I think there's just way more to it than the talent of a player. And I think you look at the best teams in the league, they've got stability at the head coaching spot, the GM spot, and the quarterback spot. And I think that's what every team's trying to look for right now, but it's just really hard to do, obviously.
Vinny, when you look at the bracket this weekend, let's start talking about some of these games individual. Let's start upset of the matchups this weekend. Where's the matchup where you're like, I think that team might get the better of the higher seeded team or the team favored in the game, you know, the upset pick.
I think the obvious one in my mind is the Steelers beating the Ravens, even though the Steelers haven't looked very good at all. But Lamar doesn't typically, I know he did the last time they played, but typically doesn't play well against them, and it's a playoff game. So two things working against Lamar there. I don't know. That feels like the obvious one to me. I don't know what Vegas has on the lines of the game, so I don't know what would be upsets or not. I'm trying to think. I think the Chargers are going to beat the Texans. I think the Ravens are going to beat the Steelers, but I think the Steelers could beat them. I think the Bills are going to beat the Broncos. I think the Eagles-Packers game is going to be really good. I think the Buccaneers are going to beat the Commanders because here's my hot take. What they did for Mike Evans to get him that $3.5 million or whatever it was, all vibes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The vibes are immaculate in Tampa right now, and I think they're going to win their first-round game. And then the Monday night game, who's that game?
Vikings-Rams.
Ooh, man, what a game. The Sam Darnold, like, legacy game. I don't know. I think the Vikings win that game. Those are my picks for the week.
I don't think it's crazy. I'd normally ask you power rankings, but now that we're in the playoffs, power rankings don't matter, you know?
I mean, it doesn't matter at all. The Lions are a wagon, huh? They just keep winning games.
They needed that bye week so badly based off of just their end. Like, the fact that they got the number one seed and found a way to win on that Sunday night game was just so massive for them. Because I think, Vinny, if they would have lost to the Vikings and still would have been dealing without a bye week since week five, and then they would have had to go to L.A., I would have been taking the Rams to beat the Lions.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. They just, like, Jahmyr Gibbs, unreal, huh? That guy can run a football.
Kudos.
It's impressive to watch him play.
Where, by the way, do you think that this is always the question that happens in other sports? They were talking about it. Do you think there's any baseball players who could play in the NFL?
With how little I know about football, I really don't know. But, like, so, okay, what is speed, I guess, would be my answer. Like, Bobby's the fastest player in baseball, right? But how fast is he with pads on? Because I'm sure that matters a little bit. That's what I'd like to know. Like, what's his maybe I'll call him. What's your 40 time, Bob? I know he played, like, slot receiver or something in high school. But I just don't – I'm sure, like
– He's such a good athlete. I feel like he'd find somebody. A way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure there's some. But that's such a tough – like, because then if I was another baseball player on here, I'd be like, oh, nobody could play baseball. Like, I'm sure somebody could. It's a skill sport. I'm sure if they train the skill for 20 years like all of us do, I'm sure they could do it. So I don't know. I don't have an answer for that question.
I'm just asking. When you look at the other side for the Chiefs game, did you take any stock into what happened on Sunday?
I didn't even see the game. Like, I didn't see one play.
You didn't miss anything.
The game. So, no, I take zero stock in it. What are they? It's the team they might play in the first round for them. Yeah, we're going to put a lot of stuff on tape and show them what we want to do. I think that was just irrelevant to what the playoff games is going to look like.
I just don't think it – like, I look back at all the injuries that took place in the final week, and I think this is exactly why the Chiefs didn't take this game serious. Why risk any person getting injured?
Yeah, no, there's no need to risk it, especially, like – like DeAndre Hopkins played, right, because he had an incentive. Like, I get that.
He barely played. He was active, but he really didn't play. Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter at all. More rest for them. Get ready to go for the playoffs.
I do think that, like, as a teammate, that feels like something that everybody enjoy. Like, when I watch that Mike Evans moment, as, like, a professional athlete, Vinny, that feels like something you can relate to. Like, everybody knows that man needs 5 yards to get $3 million. I imagine if you're on a unit and you know somebody needs 10 more at bats the rest of the way. Internally, that's going to be a big celebration when someone gets a bonus like that.
100%. And also, I saw people being like, oh, the Saints should have put 11 guys on Mike Evans. Those players don't care.
Like, they don't care to stop Mike Evans there.
They're not going to let him get that yard or those yards, but if he gets those yards, it's like, sick. This guy just got $3.5 million.
I'm just trying to think of the baseball equivalent. I know there's incentives all the time in baseball contracts, but in that circumstance, it was one play. Everybody knew they were going to get the ball to Mike Evans. Is there even a baseball? Like, if we just knew, like, also it was a nice $3 million incentive too. It wasn't jump change. We're talking about $3 million for 5 yards or whatever.
Like, if you were just going to get a single, does somebody just let the get to the cap? Dude.
Like, we know Vinny needs one more home run for $2.5 million. I mean, that'd be crazy. The
situation would have to be something like at bats. And it's like, okay, you need 3 at-bats to get this amount of money. And it would be like, okay, the other manager intentionally walks you 3 times so you don't get the at-bat. Like, that's what it would be like.
Oh, God, that'd be ice cold. I just don't think they do that. I don't think I don't think other players hate other players enough for that.
Well, you got to remember, there's a difference between front office and, like, on-field personnel. Like,
sure.
Like, there are rivalries and hatred and things like that. Like, I want to beat the other guys, you know, like, badly, but that's not me. Like, I don't know. There's just, like, there's a respect thing about it where it's like, I'm not going to do everything in my power to make sure you don't make money.
Yeah. It's also like we're talking about the difference between players and management, right?
Yeah.
Between like workers 100%. And management. Management like, might try to prevent
you,
it, but
I'm not going to like let you hit your incentive on purpose, but I'm going to play the game. And I'm not going to do everything in my power to make sure you don't. Like, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you just don't catch the ball in general, not because of the money. If that makes sense, I don't know.
We're not going to quadruple. If Vinny gets a hit, he gets $3 million. We're not going to walk you so you can't get the hit.
Yeah, we're going to play the game. It was like kind of when Shohei had that opportunity to go for 50 or whatever, and instead of intentionally walking him, they pitched to him. It's like, just of respect to the game, they're going to pitch to him.
Lastly, before we let you go, we asked for wild card weekend predictions. We know the entire playoff field. Who's the AFC NFC matchup in the title game?
I mean, it's the 2-1 seats. That's who I'm going with. I'm a simple man. Give me the Chiefs, give me the Lions, and let's go to New Orleans.
There you go.
I also saw you tweeting about wrestling last night. You going to WrestleMania?
No, but I'm going to, actually, I can't talk about this right now.
mystery.
All right.
I have intrigue. No comment.
Okay, no comment.
I don't know if you're watching the Netflix. Was it on Raw now, or Raw's on Netflix now, or something like that last night?
Yeah, I watched it last night for fun.
Hmm. Okay. Mysterious. Yeah. Definitely. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's a tease for next week. Can you eventually tell us?
Yeah, I'll text you.
Okay. All right. There you go. Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate it.
All right.
There's our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.